Before we get to tonight's recap of Big Brother 20, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at Legacy Box. And Legacy Box is a great service which is going to help you digitize your old home movies. I know we've all got shoeboxes and bins with tapes and photos and DVDs, and we don't have the devices anymore to play these things. That's where Legacy Box comes in, because they're going to take all of the pain out of getting out the VCR, hooking up the cables, so you can still watch those old family movies that you have. Legacy Box takes care of everything. They send you a secured box where you can fill it with your tapes, DVDs, and they work like magic, and they'll send you back your original media and digital files in just a couple of weeks, sending you up to 12 emails as they scan through your videotape and barcode every step of the process. Legacy Box is the world's largest and most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 400,000 families have trusted Legacy Box, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. And right now, there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos, because LegacyBox.com has a great offer to get you started. For a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount when you go to LegacyBox.com/Rob to get 40% off your first order. With this deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45, or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit when you go to LegacyBox.com/Rob and save 40%. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your whole collection when you visit LegacyBox.com/Rob and enter the code Rob to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started and start preserving the past. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's very eligible for a senior discount at the Big Brother movie theater. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our coverage of the Wednesday night veto competition and ceremony in the Big Brother house. It was a night of shade. It was a night of blindsides and back doors, and we're here to talk about it all with our LFC panel here tonight. And of course, a man who is rarely ever shaded by anyone, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm amazing, Rob. I am full of genuine, unironic excitement and joy. I really, really love this episode, and I'm very excited to talk about it. Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. And now, Brent, on the fly, can you give us your house guest only introduction?
My name is Brent Wagamot, and if you pull my lever, you might win the jackpot. Although that sounds like what Rachel said.
Yeah, that's so like, actually, we both that's like exactly what Rachel said.
Yeah, I don't know, right? You got to pull my lever, I guess. Something like that. She doesn't have a lever.
Yeah.
I'm Rachel. I'm from Las Vegas, and you just hit the jackpot with me.
Yeah, I'll hit the jackpot. Okay. All right, there you go. All right, so here we are. We are now streaming. We are recording and streaming and doing everything that we're supposed to be doing. Okay, and so there you go, everybody.
So hopefully they can hear us.
Yes. Now, okay. Now, oh yeah. Now, okay. Brent, give that to us again. Give you a mulligan on your on your intro. House guests only.
Mulligan. Well, hi, my name is Brent, and if you pull my lever, you might win some cash.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I used to use that back in the day. I'm thinking.
If you're watching the video, okay, we had an issue with the audio. Look, there's a lot of. It's very hard for me to be the best podcast in the universe and manifest this show every week and get everything right on the first try. So, or the second try even. So,
I'm just really proud of you for standing up for yourself in your podcasting, and
yes.
And I just think you're really brave, Rob.
This was something that I had to do for me, because all of my whole life, everybody was mean. And so this is me standing up for myself and getting it right finally. All right. And we are here and we have so much to talk about here. So I'm so excited. I can't even control myself. All right. Hashtag RJP. Get your questions in for the show. We will get everything. We'll cover everything we need to cover here tonight on a busy Big Brother night, both on and off the show. All right. So let's, I guess, start with, we had this veto competition. Brent, the Big Brother brought back Jess and Cody tonight. And I know you must have been pumped up to see them, but I felt like we kind of wasted Jess and Cody here.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. I love Jessica and Cody, but I would have liked to seen them a little more interactive.
They did nothing.
I know Cody basically said the same thing to everybody, although that's kind of how Cody is, where he was like, you know, hi, my name's Cody. Hi, my name's Cody. Hi, my name's Cody. To everybody. Mm-hmm. I was glad that Big Brother had a little bit of fun with him in the diary room with the Android
song. A lot. They did like 10 times.
That was fun. I enjoyed it very much. And Jessica was gorgeous and lovely. But I do think their talents could have been put to a little bit more use.
Yes. And so, Taryn, we got the Big Brother dating app, houseguestonly.com. Only inferior to Fessy Fitness app.
Yeah, I feel like this was really not fair to Fessy, really taking over his game of app making that involves lots of, you know, cardio, fitness, and dating.
Running around, sure,
yeah.
Sure. And so we had all of that, and of course we got to see Tyler win the veto, and then Swaggy C go up on the block. An emotional Swaggy C get placed on the block, Brent.
Yeah. Obviously, he's emotional because Caitlin's supposed to be in the alliance. She was the one who named the alliance. So I really, really was heartbroken to see this because he didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. There was a moment in time, I think, where Bailey brought up the possibility that she might do this, and they quickly discarded it. They really had no clue that it was coming. Taryn, I must have missed the conversation with Fessy. Maybe that wasn't on the feeds or blocked. I don't remember Caitlin telling Fessy that she was going to do this. Obviously, it looked like it happened right before the ceremony, but that was pretty rough to watch, and I did feel bad for him. He is a fan of the show, and I wanted to see him do better, but it looks at this point like the odds are stacked against him.
Yeah, that conversation with Fessy happened when the feeds had already gone down. It was perfect the way that it went down, with literally Caitlin is about to name the replacement. She's nearly in tears. Swaggy recognizes that something is wrong. He's got Fessy right next to him going like, man, she told me just before. It's like he sees.
But did she tell him? She just said like, again, she's like so cryptic. She's like, that promise me you're going to forgive me for what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something. And he's just like, what?
I'm just real confused at this point.
Yeah. She had talked to him previously about her feelings about Swaggy, and he had even told her, when the time comes for you to make your move, I'll be with you. He just did not have any idea that it was going to be this soon. So him knowing and then giving Swaggy the heads up literally seconds before, and you can literally see the realization dawning on Swaggy's face as she names the replacement. He goes and he sits down. Your heart breaks for him. It's such an emotional moment. It's a dramatic moment. It's a strategic moment. I loved every second of it, Rob, and I'm pumped up.
The swag wedding. It happened.
It felt like a red wedding.
But Taryn, I mean, you know, from Caitlin's point of view, she was telling everybody in the house who would listen, who was in on the plan, that this was going to be about her standing up for herself, her taking control.
And I'm just a 4 foot 9 inch girl, and I came in here
and I'm such
a badass, and I'm so.
And then she goes into the ceremony and she's like bawling like a 12-year-old girl. I mean, like, it was pathetic to watch. I couldn't stand looking at her, honestly.
It's so perfect that the person doing this is in tears as they do it. They can't even and then the fact that she's then in tears afterward in the diary room saying, I'm so proud of myself. Like, it's just so good. It's so good. I just it was beautiful.
Yeah. Very exciting stuff. And so let's then leave the Big Brother house, because we do have some news to talk about at this hour.
Breaking news are happening now.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of people have been following the saga of Caitlyn and her multiple romantic suitors in the house. We saw her really spending a lot of time with Fessel, and that they are, you know, certainly the love triangle with Haley and Fessel and Caitlyn was explored on the show. But many TV viewers may not know that Caitlyn came into the house with a boyfriend, a musician named Joe. And Joe has not been happy with, I'm sure that he enjoys Taryn's updates, but other than that, I think that the live feeds have been a disappointment to him. And we saw this week that that Joe, a picture of Caitlyn and Joe was sent into the Big Brother house, but a lot of astute viewers noticed tonight that when Caitlyn walked over by her pictures, that there's a, if you can see this in the video, we have a few pictures that are on the dresser here. Two of them are normal, but there is one picture in the middle that appears to be blurred out. And so we have a number of news outlets reporting, including one, Us Weekly, who on the front page of usweekly.com right now has the story in the front page center. I've go to usmagazine.com. Big Brother scandal. Caitlyn's boyfriend reacts to her flirty behavior. And it has been a while since we have had a scandal like this. Big Brother star Caitlyn Herman's boyfriend reacts to her flirty behavior. I tried to stay silent. He tweeted a statement that said, I tried to stay silent, but clearly that isn't an option as I've been overwhelmed with the volume of everything on TV and social media. I've been trying to separate myself from the show and the situation as much as possible. I did indeed request, not demand, as had been reported, that the show release be pulled. And that is still to be determined. I'm aware people in the past have done this. All accounts reporting insider info are lying to you or twisting this story. I won't be saying anything else on this. I'll be focusing on my family, my friends, my well-being, and my music. Thanks to the people who have been passing my songs around and not pushing a false narrative. Good luck to all the contestants in the game. Okay. Brent, do you have reaction at this hour to boyfriend yes. Joe pulling his release from Big Brother?
This is a big deal. As someone myself who appeared in Us, a magazine at one point in my life with the Peterson trial.
What does Joe know about this release, Brent?
Apparently, it is true, though, because Vegas tweeted out that they worked out their differences. They talked a little bit. Vegas, the spoiler I'm talking about, because Vegas, for sure, the spoiler had said he demanded that his waiver be pulled. And then he's saying, I asked for it to be pulled. Mm-hmm. So obviously the truth is somewhere in the middle there. He just didn't like, I think what was too much for him to handle, honestly, Taryn, was the Twitter people and all the live feeders who were, you know, tweeting at him, showing him pictures of her nuzzling with other guys. And this is not some fly-by-night romance. This is a five-year relationship that she has had with this guy. And for it to be over, I must question him a little bit, though. It appears that his sister and others are tweeting that he wasn't aware of her, quote, psychotic behavior, but how can you not be aware living with this woman for more than
we watched her for 5 seconds with Ross, right? Matthews, and we knew.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah. But Taryn, is it possible, though, that, yes, Joe the musician has put up with so much, but isn't it true, in fact, that Caitlyn is a catch?
Hi, I'm Caitlyn. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. This is all starting to come into focus in the third eye. Her third eye.
I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's got to be some kind of appeal because she's got options.
It's interesting. So this is such an interesting story. Taryn, do you think that we could get musician Joe to play our recap of the recap summer music festival?
Yes, his face will have to be blurred out, though, when he does.
Because it's not worse than what they did to Pauly Calafiore at the last summer music festival when Ziggy Marley played.
It's true. At least he'll exist there. He'll just be a censored person.
I mean, he's trying, Rob. He's trying to make lemonade out of lemons here. He's like, well, look, you know, follow me, follow my music. I mean, he's trying to make something happen. But honestly, he can't get away from this. There's so much tension because Caitlin is just such a lightning rod for so many people outside the Big Brother house. And obviously, he is connected to that. So he's getting a lot of it himself. And I think it's probably too much for him at this point.
Yeah. And to be clear, if, to anyone that hasn't been following the details, this is more than just like casual flirtiness that Caitlin has been doing in the house. Yeah. She has, thinking that she's very sly, has said things that sounded a lot like, I really want to bang you right now to Fessy. She has written the words that we can clearly see on Tyler's arm. I want to kiss you right now. She told Tyler, I would drop everything for you. You know, this guy.
But the funniest part, it's not even just one guy all the time in the house.
It's multiple. And she's going back and forth.
I want to thank everybody who came out to the recap of the recap tonight. This next one goes out to all the lovers out there. It's called Backdoor. 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Oh man. And you know, there was also a Reddit post from somebody who was claiming to be somebody who also had an affair with her, and this was prior to the controversy happening, I believe. So you know, there's just a lot of stuff out there, and she clearly doesn't care much, because I've been confused. It's like, does she like Tyler, does she like Fessy? And then I came to the realization it doesn't matter, this is just who she is. She's just going to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Funny, because guess who's in power? I am. And I'm a little fucking girl with a big and I'm
You know what?
Shit,
you know
what?
She's the best. She's the best.
Yeah.
She's been in power, and it has been a roller coaster, and not like one of these Fessel roller coasters, Taryn.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
stops at some point.
it's crazy, and you know, just stay on the podcast for the spoiler section too, because I've got more.
Okay, Taryn has more to come from Taryn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a tease. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this veto competition, because this was so much fun, Brent. This power of veto competition where we did the Big Brother dating app. It seemed like it was kind of easy. I'm surprised that there was a couple of people that took them, like Winston and Scotty, this alleged superfan, took them like 20 minutes to do this. It feels like that this should have taken nobody more than a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah, I was a little confused by that as well. I don't know if the pressure got to him. I have to believe, and I know that Angela and Rachel were talking about, oh, maybe Scotty threw the veto competition, Taryn. There's no flipping way he threw the veto competition. Not when his ally just went home. He doesn't know where the stray vote was coming from, and there's powers floating around the house, and he's on the block. There's no way he threw it. He just didn't know what
really
to do.
Bad at dating.
I know, right? Oh, my God. He's like, if I hear that buzzer one more time, I'm like, what? What are you going to do? What? The funny part was they started with Rachel and she got everything right. And so I was like, oh, this is really easy. Like, what's the big deal? And then you saw other people screwing it up. Winston, obviously, timing out. They just didn't know. I think a lot of them didn't know, number one, to look at the little quote underneath the picture. And number two, they weren't looking at their dislikes in order to rule some things out.
Yeah, Taryn, they shaded Mike Boogie that he's that he was so old. They also said Mike Boogie, his dislikes include sushi, which I thought was very odd, considering like when you and I did the blockumentary last summer, Mike Boogie demanded sushi be served for his birthday. Or maybe that was Big Brother 14 that he wanted sushi. I don't remember. I think it's always his birthday when he plays Big Brother, and he always wants sushi. And he owned a sushi restaurant.
He's been turned off of sushi.
He's off sushi now.
He's no longer into sushi. No, they really went hard on him with the senior discount. You don't like sushi, even though you had a sushi restaurant. I'm feeling the burn for Boogie.
Yeah. Poor Jody, Brent. Why is Jody always getting picked on by Big Brother?
I don't know, but she was also getting picked on by Caitlin, who was like, I don't know who the hell you are. Moving on.
Yeah,
like,
she shaded Jody.
Sorry, Jody. I don't know where you're going, and truthfully, I don't know who you are.
Oh, how dare you.
I loved her in her dislikes, Dan Giesling, and yeah. then in her photo was like a dartboard with his face.
The Dan dartboard.
I missed that. That's my stuff. I like that.
No, that was so funny. And then Jose, the Messiah, was there. What a big week for Jose, Taryn.
Yes, he made his debut on the challenge recently, right?
Well, I think he's already been on a season of the challenge. I think this was his second time out on the challenge.
It was Devon's debut. Okay, yes. Well, no challenge.
Cameron,
spoilers,
I would have made the same mistake. Don't feel bad. I have no idea what's going on over there.
Well, I did phrase it as a question because I don't know.
Yes, no, I'm a big Jose fan. I follow everything he does very closely. So, I was excited to see him. You know, on the live feeds, I know Caitlin's been talking about how, you know, hey, look, that even if Swaggy goes out of the house this week, he's got a lot of, you know, that people who get voted out early, they go on to do a lot of things. Brent, I mean, you could certainly see Swaggy C showing up in a future Big Brother comp as a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, he's going to have to learn to laugh at himself a little bit. I think that's what all these people have in common who Big Brother goes to. They have to have a little bit of fun. And obviously right now he's feeling really hurt. I'm really hoping that if he is evicted on Thursday, that he's on Twitter having a good time, sort of like Jesse Larson on Big Brother Canada, where, you know, he voted out, did everything he could to possibly stay in the house. But then once it happens, take your lumps, move on, and try to have fun with the fans. Because then we like you. We want to be with you. We want to talk with you. But anybody who comes out bitter, it gives you a bad feeling inside. So I'm really hoping that he's gonna you know, take it in stride if he is evicted, and hopefully he's not.
Taryn, and somewhere Glenn Garcia is throwing things all over his house.
Coconuts. He's throwing coconuts all over the house.
They couldn't have picked me.
It's always Jody. Why is it always Jody?
What does a freakazoid gotta do around here?
Oh God!
Jody gets all the love. All the love.
It is amazing how much they use her, considering she was in the house less time than Glenn.
They love it.
Right?
I love that the Big Brother producers were having so much fun. And there was even a Big Brother 15 acknowledgement tonight, Taryn, that they had the image, the likeness of McCray, even though he had to get bullied by Fessel.
This dork McCray just likes restaurants in general.
Yeah. The door has been opened to Big Brother 15, and I'm very glad for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this could be the return of Big Brother 15 to the Big Brother universe, Brent.
It could be. Also, we know that Alyssa is on with her sister Rachel on The Amazing Race coming up next season. And so I'm glad that CBS is dipping their toes back into the Big Brother 15 waters. There's a lot of fun people in that season.
Yeah. And then also we had, not to be forgotten, my brother Cody also made an appearance there.
I have to take this one. Sorry, Taryn. Because the cutout of him, it's just so great. I mean, it's so Cody, and he looks so hot. I mean, I just, you know, it's like, that's like you'd have a pinup on your wall, and you'd have a picture of him looking like that with his arms flexed. I love that after Tyler got done, he hopped over the buzzer and then tried to do the flex like Cody. I'm like, dude, it's not even looking like that.
Okay, so Calafiore is having a big week. So much going on in the world of Big Brother. We ultimately get to where Tyler wins that power of veto and was very excited. Why does Jose hate goats? Was that a thing?
I think this is all made up.
Is this all made up?
Okay.
I mean, unless they were getting him confused with Corey.
We goat this. Yeah. Corey hates goats. That's true.
Yeah.
Corey really hates goats. He doesn't want anything to do with them. All right. So we start to then, after the power veto gets used, Brent, there's a lot of talk about what Caitlin is going to do with the power of veto. We see her with talking with Fessel, and you know, he's like trying to in his fessy way, trying to say to her, like, well, you know, I really respect how you're being so straight up about what you're doing, trying to get her to like maybe reveal what she's gonna do. But he never really presses her in any way, in the good way or the bad way.
Yeah, let me be clear. I love Swaggy C, but man, he picked some terrible freaking allies, because there are people who knew about this plan, who maybe could have put a stop to it, who did absolutely nothing. And then there are other people, like Bessie, who didn't know about this plan, but she had it written all over her face, as Taryn and I talked about, when she says, probably Angela. In fact, I don't even think she said it like that. It was like, probably Angela. Like when he asked her who the replacement nominee would be, and she gives that kind of an answer. You have to know, as a Big Brother player, that there is a plan in the works, that it's not really Angela, because nobody ever uses the veto without a clear plan in place. It just doesn't work like that, especially if you know it's going to be happening. I think this is clear. It's clearly showing, number one, that Fessy is, I don't want to call him a dummy, but he's clearly not, he doesn't know anything about the game. He's going to get a quick education in Big Brother, because he did not expect this, the whole Swaggy as a renom thing. You heard earlier in the episode he was talking about the fact that if he wins two vetoes, why would anybody come after me? Why would they put me on the block if I win?
Why would they try to get me out? I win the veto all the time.
I've already shown them, and then I would come after them. And he's a dummy. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. He's a dummy. He doesn't know what he's doing in the house.
But how like dare I said, you, Brent.
Swaggy picked some bad allies, because – there were people who could have done something about this if that had been anybody else in the alliance. And she said that to them.
Well, who was the architect of this alliance?
The architect was Kaylin.
Well, she had to knock it down.
I mean, Kaylin at least was the one who arguably named it, Taryn. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you could argue that Swaggy had a big hand in it. But, I mean, they all came together pretty quickly. And, I mean, we didn't have the first week of feats. But from what we've seen, it looks like that Kaylin and Swaggy, to a lesser extent, were mainly responsible for this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kaylin was the center of it. She was the one who was best friends with Haley. She had a final two deal with Haley. She was best friends with Fessy and had a final two deal with Fessy. And then they, you know, she obviously connected immediately with Rockstar because of the crystals. And then they brought Swaggy in because he was like, you know, this, you know, they kind of got along, and, you know, it kind of worked out that way. You saw them doing yoga in the first episode.
It honestly just shows you, Rob, what a crazy pants Kaylin is, because we were having so much fun with her early on with the crystal thing. We're like, oh my God, they cast two girls with crystals in the house. And I haven't thought about that since the game started, because there's so many other things about her to talk about.
She has so many controversies. You can't drill down on any one. That's why she's so effective in her chaos.
And she's such a thirst machine too, Taryn. I mean, literally any guy that gives her attention, whether it's Winston or Brett or Fessy or Tyler, I mean, she just eats it up. And I'm pretty willing to believe that she would do most of anything that they say if they give her enough attention.
Yeah, she is terrifying. I would not want to go. I would preemptively take out a restraining order against Kaylin. I would be so scared to be in the house with her.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kaylin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
Hey, look, she's popular.
She is popular. I have to say something, though. Like, I've been doing this for like 3 years with you guys. This is the first time I've really heard Taryn, like, with a little bit of fright to his voice when talking about the house. Yes. Yeah. So Kaylin's really got to him.
I know that there's been a lot of talk on the LLC roundtable and the updates of who's getting the power app. I think that Kaylin may manifest this power app on Sunday night. I really do. I know that there was a lot of talk about Bailey, but she did not. She went 0 for the episode until the last 30 seconds, and maybe she'll have a big night on Thursday. And I know just from this last Big Brother Canada 6 that we know how powerful the last thing the audience sees can be. But I mean, I think it's between JC or Kaylin for this next power app.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for sure it was going to be Bailey. Vegas had said that Bailey actually came pretty close to Tyler in the previous vote, but Bailey was completely missing from this episode. Instead, the Faute representation came almost entirely in the form of Haley and Rockstar. And then we got a lot of Kaylin. We didn't even get that much JC. So there's definitely a possibility that Kaylin gets it. And if not Kaylin, maybe we are looking at like Haley or Rockstar, depending on what the edit is tomorrow night.
Yeah. And make sure that the voting doesn't open until tomorrow night. Right. So that's one good thing.
So we'll see where we go, and we'll have a lot more to talk about on Thursday night after the eviction, 24 hours away. So then we got this point of the episode where we got to Caitlin is telling certain allies about what's going on. So we saw her then have a conversation with Haley, and she tells Haley about, hey, just so you know, I'm going to put somebody up. And then Haley ends up coming to Swaggy on her own. And then Caitlin confirms it. Taryn, how do you think that Haley handled all this?
You know, I actually feel like she handled it somewhat poorly. I think that if she wanted to stop this, I feel like she did have the power to do so. She was told well in advance, and if she had spoken up against it and said, you can't do this, you cannot do this, I really feel like Caitlin was definitely enough on the fence that she was willing to back away. I mean, we saw it on the episode that, like, Tyler had to constantly be on top of her, figuratively and literally.
Wait, what do you mean that Tyler was on top of somebody else?
Yeah, in order to keep her on board with this plan, he needed to constantly be watching her. And he didn't know that she was going to do this. He didn't know that she was going to tell Haley. So this was something that was out of Tyler's control. And if Haley had spoken up in that moment, I really feel like she could have made a difference. But instead, she kind of went into self-preservation mode, which is also acceptable. But I don't think it was the best move that she could have made.
How yeah, the you, problem was, Rob, that she really thought there was a possibility that she could go on the block. I mean, after having watched this conversation again and watching it from the angle, because I didn't look at it from this angle, it was clear to me that Haley was almost relieved that it wasn't her. There was a moment in time where she thought, you know, is it me? Because Caitlin was just beside herself thinking, oh, you know, you're going to hate me, what I'm about to do, and I hope you forgive me. And she was like, is it me? And then once she was like, oh, it's not me. Okay, well, whatever you decide, I'll support. And then she says Swaggy. And she's just like, you know, if I push back too hard on this, could it boomerang back to me? It's a possibility. I better, you know, worry about myself here. And so she just decided to move on and talk to Rockstar privately.
Yeah.
That's the one, though, that I thought really should have said something, though, is Rockstar.
Yeah, I actually thought that Haley, I mean, I don't know if she could have really swung things around. I actually like her as a person, potentially moving right forward in the game. I do think she's going to have longevity, so I think that she's somebody to watch out for, and certainly Taryn's biggest threat to win the draft in Big Brother 20. That being said, she tells Rockstar, who immediately goes into stank face and was not happy at all for the rest of the episode about what was going on. Brent, how did nobody know that Angie Rockstar was pissed off?
I mean, she did a good job of keeping up her, blah face. I was going to say stank face, but it really wasn't a stank face. The thing is that she was told not to tell anybody. Like, you cannot know this. Like, you cannot act like I have told you this. That's what Haley told Rockstar. So Rockstar was in a position where she really wants to confront Caitlin, probably should, but in doing so, she would throw her own ally under the bus in Haley by having revealed that information to her. So she also felt like her hands were tied and that she really couldn't do anything. I mean, you saw Haley go to her and say, look, no matter what you do, the plan's going to happen. But that wasn't true. I was sort of annoyed with Haley for saying that to her, because that's not true, Taryn, that no matter what they did, the plan was going to happen. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I, like I said, I feel like there was a chance that they could have talked her out of it. But I mean, to answer the question from my perspective, Rob, I think the secret is that Rockstar, very much like the Hulk, her secret is that she's always pissed off. So you never know why she's pissed off. So she couldn't reveal anything.
This is neither here nor there, but I'm also going to make another bold prediction regarding the apps that Mark KC down for a crap app this week. But put that one in ink.
I mean, people online are trying to get Caitlin to get the crap app because they're really annoyed with her.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Never happening. Never
can't
happening.
Can't get Caitlin out of your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, musician Joe.
The most buzzworthy house guest, and that's the problem. I think Casey is a likely recipient. I hope anybody from that level 6 side.
Angela has a shot.
Angela is the contender there.
But, I mean, Casey, thank God she got the pinwheel of doom, or she wouldn't have been on the show in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of amazing. I'm sure we're going to be talking about her 2 months from now when she's in the final four. OKC. I can see it all now.
Even on the feeds, she's not around.
I know. Yeah.
Same with Angela.
Same with Sam.
They don't exist.
Are they really there? Is that the twist, Taryn?
I think that there's another robot twist, only they keep forgetting to send the robots in.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot of stuff still to get to. Questions. I'm going to talk about the live feeds as well. Let's see. Scott, you ready for questions? Let's take some Q&A, and then we'll get into talking about the live feeds. Okay. Here we go. So let's go ahead and give this a shot. All right. Question. This is from Allie. Who says Caitlin's not even been single for 24 hours and she's already on a dating site? Could this be a new record? Well, look, that if you're popular, you're popular, okay?
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
What did she say? I can't even hear it.
She's a fan of the back door.
Hi, yes. My name is Caitlin. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
How did they get away with her saying that?
They told her to say it.
Oh my God.
She was talking about backdooring Swaggy. I think similarly to the rock star thing, the secret of how she did this is that she was already on a dating site prior to being single. That was how she did it.
Okay. Let's go to Gwen. Pretty soon the other house guests will have to realize Tyler has been running this HOH. Let's save that for when we get to the live feed to talk about what the house guests know and don't know about Tyler. The great William Methling says, every day, Caitlin does something in the Big Brother house to make herself an absolute all-star player. Is CBS more in love or frightened of her? Where does the CBS stand, Taryn?
I think they stand about where I do, in the sense that they want to be as far away from her as possible, but they're loving every second of the mess she is providing them. As long as she's making headlines for boyfriend drama and all of this stuff, I think they are pleased with her. So if she makes it far, she could become a staple name in the Big Brother lexicon.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Caitlin is that, you know, we've seen people come into the Big Brother house and then just hit homers at a historic pace for a couple of weeks, but it's like, can they keep it up? Like Devin Bro comes in, and at some point when things then they don't go their way, even Audrey a couple of seasons ago, where it's like, oh my God, they're on fire, their feed's gold. Willie Hance, we see this at the beginning of seasons, but then somebody from the other side of the house wins a HOH. It looks like they're going up on the block, Brent. And then ultimately when things don't go in their favor, it's a shutdown.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to happen with Caitlin. I mean, it may, but she has been very obvious about the fact that, look, I made this move, and if you guys hate me, if you don't trust me anymore, then I'll understand. Now, it's saying that and then having it done in practice is probably two different things, but I would like to think that Caitlin would take her nomination or eventual eviction in stride if it did come to that, but I do think she's probably... the thing is, she's probably at the top of more people's lists than not, because she's shown to be untrustworthy and that no one really knows where her head is at, and she could do anything at any given time. It's sort of like Hamza from Big Brother Canada, where you really don't know where somebody's loyalties are. If Tyler can't control her, and he may or may not be able to in the long term, if he can't control her, I don't know that she's really useful to anybody.
Okay. Tara, what do you think? How would Caitlin hold up on the block?
I think that she would blanket pretty hard. I think I think that we'd see some hardcore blanketing, and we'd see her run to Tyler, who would be like, maybe we shouldn't be seen together. I feel like this would be bad for our game. We should probably focus on other people. You know, you have my vote. And then she'd jump in bed with Fessy, and Fessy would not be able to kick her out, and that would be the week.
Okay. Let's touch on this real quick. This is from Jennifer. Was it a mistake for Tyler to leave Winston on the block? Winston is a vote to evict Swaggy. Scotty is a question mark, leaving an open door for Caitlin to cast Tyler. Brent, could you just talk this through? Why did Tyler feel like it was better to take Scotty off the block?
I feel like that Tyler feels like that Scotty is a malleable presence in the Big Brother house, and that after his own ally and Steve was evicted and then he was placed on the block by Caitlin, Tyler feels that by pulling him down, that Scotty would feel so indebted to them that he would vote with them. And Tyler needs a few people around him who are really, really loyal to Tyler, because the level six people, although they are loyal to Tyler, they obviously might be more loyal to themselves. Like, certainly Brett is more loyal to Winston. Angela is more loyal to Rachel. So he needs some people of his own, and I think that's what he was going for. Whether or not it's successful or not, though, Taryn, I think remains to be seen.
Yeah, I think there are two things you have to remember. One is that both Winston and Scotty are in an alliance with Tyler. He's in an alliance called The Core with Scotty that also includes Swaggy. So his goal is to take out Swaggy, but give a show of loyalty to Scotty at the same time to make sure that he retains Scotty's loyalty. And now without Swaggy, he'll like especially have Scotty. He doesn't need to do that with Winston because he's already doing Winston solid just by getting Swaggy out. So that was the logic behind that.
Okay. What, I'm sorry, I know I'm a life feeder, but when the core, what, when did that happen? Did
that
I
was it started pre-feeds, okay. and oh was it, that was the reason why Swaggy was always talking about how Scotty was his like inside rat, giving him okay. information, because they were in that alliance, and also the reason why Swaggy trusted Tyler more than he should have.
Okay. Yes, that's really the story of this episode, right? Yeah.
Let's touch on this question. This is from Dan, who writes, is the BB20 Yell reviewer actually Steve? Well, I didn't think that.
Summer Steve 2018.
But let's touch on the Yelp reviewer, or the Yell reviewer who came into the house, yelled at Rachel all over the place.
Zero star!
Brent, your mouth is wide open.
I mean, I don't know how someone can talk that loud for that long for any length of time. I mean, I know that's the same guy from last year who was yelling at Jessica and Cody during that endurance competition, but that was amazing to me. That guy has some pipes on him, man.
Yeah. Taryn, I too can relate to what Rachel was going through on this episode.
I'm
going to
give this show zero earbuds.
I have gotten reviews like that in the past, so I can relate to Rachel. I do think my favorite part, I do favorite parts with that guy. One was when she was in the diary room and he came in and yelled at
yes.
her and scared her.
Oh, yes.
And then you knew it was such a setup when he said, can I just sit down? I think we had a misunderstanding. Can I just sit down and have a cup of coffee? And then he spits the coffee out, dumps the coffee out. So, I mean, that was fun. I mean, but I mean, so much easier than what Fessel had to do last week.
And this was not 24 hours either. This was like I think like 4 hours. I don't remember exactly how long the feeds were down for, but
yeah, they just paid that guy's day rate.
Yeah, that was did not work out that way. But yeah, this is fantastic. This guy's great. And I also felt like just the sheer ability to continue to yell at somebody and like maintain your character for that long. Like I know what it's like to yell, being broadcast, and soon afterward you're like, what did I just do? Why am I yelling? But he just kept going.
Wait, when are you yelling so much?
On this podcast,
on round table.
Yeah, when I'm yelling at Brent, and I'm like, "Oh my god, why did Brent get me to yell again?"
Yeah, usually at me. Yeah. Oh.
No, but was that the same guy, Brent, as with Ramsey last season? That was in the veto where they had to. Oh. Do we know, Taryn?
I don't think it's the same guy, is it?
I don't know. It looked like it was possibly. It looked like I'd seen this guy before, but I obviously I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what the next question is. Let's skip that one. All right. This is from Andrew, who says, what's a more likely outcome for Tyler? BB18 Paul or BB18 Paulie? Oh. All right.
I mean, I thought. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's Paulie just because he's nothing like Paul. Like, Paul was clueless at this stage in the game, so he's nowhere near that.
Yeah.
So I guess by default, it has to be Paulie.
Brent, do you have a pick on that one?
Yeah, it's definitely Paulie. I think the question refers to more their eventual finish. Obviously, Paul making it to the final two and Paulie going out in the early jury. I have maintained from the beginning of the show that I think that Tyler is going to be early jury.
You're the lowest on Tyler.
I really am. I think he's doing too much. He's telling too many lies to too many people. Eventually, stuff is going to start to come out. I know we said, oh, well, last year we said the same thing about Paul, and then it never did. But I mean, those people were not hungry, and Paul was a genius, okay? So these people are hungry. A lot of people are on to Tyler. I don't remember more than one or two people talking about Paul last year. And at this point in time, there are at least six or seven people who all realize that Tyler's playing a hell of a game right now. There's no way he's going to win.
Hey, Taryn's so giddy tonight.
I'm just so cracking up with it. That's Brent's Taryn voice, just so everyone knows. That
well,
was
let me. Hear, let me hear it again. Let me hear it again.
Oh, Brent, so you're saying this again. Why are you talking like that? You're always so low on Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the live feed update. I'm here. Oh, good morning.
Well, you know, when you hear like Taryn droning on in your ear on the round table, and you know, like when he won't give an inch, you're just like, oh my god, you know, saying the same
all the time, talking about me like that. Whatever.
Well, just so everyone knows, people did talk about Paul last season. At the start of the season, you just forget about it because you remember the overall narrative. So.
Pod Vader, shout out to Pod Vader. What idiot millennial at CBS decided seniors start at 35? Don't they realize that their target demo are all seniors? Okay. Wow, Pod Vader. First off, I believe CBS casting decided that over 35 senior citizens a while ago. And second of all, that makes the older viewers feel young. That it's like, hey, look, I'm just like these 35-year-olds going to the movies in the afternoon. And I love going to the movies early in the day.
Well,
$6.
They were just having a little fun with Boogie, because they always called him the old man, and Boogie takes it in stride. That's what he calls himself, I think, at various times. He calls himself the old man of the house. So I think that's what they were going for. But it was some shade at Boogie with the senior discount thing.
Okay, let's talk live feeds, because we have a lot of stuff to get to as we are closing in on the vote, and there's always a lot of action right now in this house. So without further ado, let's get into the Big Brother live feeds.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected, and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. Okay. Swaggy live feeds. Here we go. All right. So here we are, 24 hours away from the eviction vote. Swaggy C is on the block. Taryn, how is it looking for the swagster?
Well, I think the most important thing to tell you, Rob, breaking news, Tyler is going to get to leave the house and go compete on TKO.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. It's very unfair, also.
Very unfair.
Yeah.
He already has enough advantages.
Wow. It's good news for Tyler.
This is huge. We got all the stars to align.
We are going on TKO.
Yeah, that's like the Taryn voice.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Tyler.
You wonder why I'm so high on Tyler. It's just, he's actually me. I'm in the house right now.
This is huge. We got all the stars to align. Everything's working out perfect.
It's all good. We got this plan. I'll see you guys in the morning.
I literally just got a tweet from Mike Zahn on Twitter with a screenshot of a preview for TKO, and Tyler Crispin, Big Brother Season 20, is right there.
Are you being serious? He's literally on TKO?
This is apparently real.
This is a great tease, because later on tonight, myself and the first lady of podcasting are going to sit down. We are going to watch TKO, and I will have a TKO recap for you guys up shortly. Okay. Not audio only, but stay tuned for a TKO recap.
Yeah, very, very exciting. I already saw a preview that Julie was going to be competing on TKO along with Jesse from season 11 and 10 and 11 and Liz Nolan. And now Tyler.
Yeah. And so actually, and the first reviews are already in from TKO from the East Coast.
Zero star.
Yes.
Yes, 30%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. But yeah, this is apparently real. Like, Tyler's legitimately on the show, it looks like. He filmed this obviously prior to getting on to Big Brother. And
Wait, hold on. What, they filmed prior to getting on Big Brother?
Yeah, they have the footage of him on the show. Like, he's not actually going to leave the house to compete on.
I guess we would have known if he left. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there you go.
What do you think the T stands for?
Okay. All right. So now we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Swaggy C. He's in big trouble. He's been campaigning to try to stay, Brent. Any movement for Swaggy C?
Movement with various people, but overall the fate is still the same for him. I see him going home. I just don't know what the vote will be. I think in the end it'll probably be like 10-2 or something. He has worked on Caitlin, Tyler, Sam at various times of the three most important people I think that he thought he was working on. It's never really come to fruition for Swaggy that the reason this is happening is Tyler. That's the problem. I think maybe just earlier today it finally started to click in with him that he really doesn't have Tyler's vote, that Tyler wants him out, because Tyler has been deflecting it onto Caitlin, like, I'm just doing what she wants me to do. Caitlin obviously didn't like that, and so she's gotten mad. At various times, Caitlin has changed her mind about wanting him out. Tyler has been very good with this, though, Terrence, saying, you know, well, look, I really believe Swaggy and everything. He's a great guy and everything. But I want to vote him out. I mean, you know, he blames it on the fact that his alliance partners like Rockstar and other people like that might be targeting Caitlin or Tyler if Swaggy stays. But of course, that doesn't make any sense, because whether or not Swaggy goes or not, they're still going to be there. So Caitlin is just a weak-minded fool. She's buying this. She's emotional. She just wants attention. The person he should be working on, though, Taryn, who he has worked on a little bit, but he didn't really do a whole lot of work today, is Sam, because Sam has the power to do anything if she wants to put a stop to it and try to save Swaggy from eviction. They did have a good talk the other night, but in the end, it looks like Sam is going to vote however Tyler and Caitlin want her to vote, since they were the ones who were instrumental in saving her the first time during the first week. So that's where we're at right now. Rockstar's pissed. Bailey's pissed, but everybody else is pretty much acquiescing to what the will of the house wants. I think in the end, Fessy, Haley will probably vote, and Scotty will all vote for Swaggy to go, and I think it's going to be 10-2.
That being said, Taryn, it's a crazy house. We've seen a lot of conversations. Tyler has to, you know, Caitlin talks to people. She changes her mind. Tyler's got to convince her back again. Where do you think is the biggest vulnerability for Tyler in terms of this going through in the next 24 hours?
Well, so Swaggy had two main avenues of hope, and one was the Sam conversation, because obviously if you can win Sam over, then that's potentially a sixth vote, which would force Caitlin to break a tie, which is a good place. But also, if Sam really wants him to stay, we know that she has the power, that she could potentially use it on him. Unfortunately for him, he has not spent he spent that one night, you know, talking with her, hasn't spent a lot of time since then talking with her. Meanwhile, Tyler has he has gotten her to say there's no way she's going to use the power on Swaggy. And even just now today, she was talking with Caitlin and saying she's changed her mind. She does want Winston to stay, not Swaggy. So that looks like that door has closed. The other vulnerability is just how insane Caitlin is, and how back and forth she has been all week long, because there's a small chance that if she wants Swaggy to stay, she can reaffirm those five votes and then potentially magically swing Sam at the last second and break the tie, or something along those lines. at the very least, it would be very bad for Tyler and for Winston if Caitlin really did flip over. However, I sort of realized today that I don't think she actually wants Swaggy to stay ever. I think that the only reason she ever really talks about wanting Swaggy to stay is because she knows it annoys Tyler. Because I think an important part of this story is that yesterday, JC went to Tyler and said, Tyler, are you falling for Caitlin? Mm-hmm. And Tyler, is that a serious question? And he's like, people are just talking and they feel like you're getting close. And Tyler really took that to heart. He's like, I don't want to be seen as like a homewrecker. I don't want to be seen as a target because I'm in this game with Caitlin. And he started to hang out with her just like slightly less, but she immediately caught on. And her response to Tyler giving her less attention was, you know what, Tyler, I just feel like I want maybe Swaggy to stay now. And I feel like you're kind of pushing this on me. Tyler has been put in a situation where he thought he was manipulating Caitlin. And he is, game-wise. But he has fallen into a viper's nest. Like, this is, she is manipulating him back. And I mean that very legitimately. They had a conversation today where she all but said very directly, although through very thinly veiled code, that, hey, Tyler, you'd better get with me. Otherwise, I'm not going to do what you say. And Tyler was like, but I'm trying to protect us both in and outside the house. Yes. You hear what I'm saying? Yes. And she was like, yes, but the way I accept love is through affection and
words of affirmation. Yeah, her love language.
Yes. And she was using Haley as code for Tyler. And she was saying, like, if Haley didn't give me a lot of affirmation, then I wouldn't even look at Haley. And all of this stuff. And Tyler was trying to say, like, but we can't be obvious about it because there's people watching.
America hates duos.
Yes. Like, this, right. He's like legitimately like extorting him for like sexual favors. Like, this is happening.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
Ooh. I have to say that I'm not surprised because that's how she is, honestly. She just needs male attention specifically from anybody who's willing to give it to her. And at this point, the guy in line is Tyler. And I think it's pretty amazing. I don't condone it, obviously, but it's not something we've really ever seen in reality television, Rob.
Not recently. Yeah. I feel like that this is, the whole Caitlin casting feels like a throwback to me where, you know, we have a really insane person in the house who is just, has every single emotion in overabundance.
Yeah, and Tyler has godlike amounts of patience. Like I said, I would be running for the hills at this point.
You mentioned that.
He's sitting there and I'm just like, how is he doing this? And he's like literally trying to get away with like, no, just like, we'll wait, mm-hmm. You know, like, we don't want people to be rooting against us. We don't want to be big targets. Like, and he's trying to tell her like, we don't need to be with each other all the time because we know that we'll always come back together someday. And he knows they are never coming back together.
Yeah.
I said, restraining order immediately following getting out of this house, but he's somehow managing to stay here.
Yeah, and I think he's also playing a dangerous game where I feel like that he is feeding Swaggy and the other side that, like, oh yeah, if the votes were there, I would vote for you. And then I feel like that he's trying to throw it back on Caitlin, but it's like he's trying to respect her wishes and go with the house, and that's why he can't vote to save Swaggy. But it is getting back to Caitlin that Tyler is saying this to the other side, but he is denying it. Brent, could that blow up?
It could. He was able to blame it on JC and said, you know, I never said that to him, that you were the one that's making me do this. JC said that, but he also never really owned it either. I think that what he really doesn't want to have happen is for people to both question him at the same time. Taryn, you talked about this on the show today with the wonderful girl. I can't remember her name, but she was... Yeah, Brooke, thank you. Where you guys were talking about the fact that Tyler's weakest game is when there's more than one person in a room talking to him at the same time, because he has multiple lies happening with multiple people. He is keeping them straight right now. But there are things you say and ways you behave to certain people, and there are ways you behave differently to other people. Of course, everybody does this in the Big Brother house to an extent, but Tyler is – he takes it to another level where he literally acts differently around different people. And so I think that he will be in danger soon enough if people, you know, basically say, come in a room and talk with me, and I want her in here too, and get a couple people in there, and he's going to have to – confess to what has been happening. I look forward to that day, by the way.
And I think part of it is that when he blames JC, that is the truth. Tyler really isn't the one trying to pin the blame on Caitlin, but he knows that JC is doing it. So when it comes back on him, he's able to be like, oh, JC just being JC. But when JC's talking to him about it, when JC's talking to him about it, he's like, perfect. Thank you, JC. That's exactly what I want. Yeah. So he does have a level of separation that has been doing him well so far.
One other thing that I think could work potentially in Swaggy C's favor, Brent, it's been such a quiet week with Winston on the block. It's almost like that people are forgetting Winston being on the block. But, you know, if things start to move in any direction, I do think that this could be like an avalanche where they could be accelerated by crazy Winston really starting to sense something is up.
Yeah, and the thing about Winston is that he senses things are up when things are not up. So I can't imagine how he's going to be when things are actually up. I have said from the beginning that one of the things that could save Swaggy is Winston annoying the crap out of Caitlin. Now, it's true that Caitlin doesn't have a vote, but she could have a vote in the event of a tie, and they have five solid people on that side.
I want Caitlin breaking the tie.
Right? The thing that they have been unable to do that I have seen at this point, they've never been able to get six votes altogether. At various points, they've got different people to consider Caitlin, Sam, Haley, to say, okay, I'll keep Swaggy, but they've never been on the same page at the same time where it's been solidified. They can't even get in the same room together. I would love for Sam to talk with some of these people because I honestly feel like that's his only avenue. There's no way Casey or JC are going to vote for Swaggy to stay. It's Sam or nothing at this point.
Taryn, will people be wearing the Swaggy C shirts? Will the votes for Swaggy wear Swaggy C apparel to the live eviction on Thursday?
I don't think so. That's a bad idea. Swaggy wanted that to happen.
He wants to be a Cappy-like figure.
Yes, but it's making Haley feel uncomfortable because she's not sure where she wants to vote quite yet. So it will probably get shut down.
Could
just
be like a Tyler man bun up, man bun down signal. Like, wear the Swaggy C shirt if you're going to vote out Swaggy.
Yes. That's cool. Because Scotty was saying to Swaggy, hey, here's how you get JC's vote. At the last second, offer him a Swaggy shirt and he'll feel so included. He'll just vote for you at the last second. So that's one of the plans in motion.
I wanted to ask, I missed about an hour of feeds. Have we found out anything more about Scotty and where his real loyalties lie, Taryn? Because I know you were talking about that on the feed show earlier today.
Yeah. And also to build on that, that it seemed like that people were mad about something Scotty did this afternoon. And I couldn't figure out why, the bros were angry about Scotty.
Yes. So something that happened a couple of nights ago after the veto ceremony was that Scotty was trying to help protect Winston, and he had had a conversation, or sorry, protect Swaggy. He had had a conversation with Winston like a week or so ago, where Winston threw out Caitlin as a potential person he would put up, not as a target, just as a person that he would put up. So Scotty decided to use that information to try and go to Caitlin and be like, look, Winston has said things about you too. Fast forward a couple of days, Caitlin confronts Winston about this, and Winston goes, whoa, no way. He immediately brings Brett upstairs. Caitlin is very convinced by this. They both say that conversation never happened. So they are all convinced now that Scotty is a rat and a liar. Winston and Brett say that they have never talked a lick of game with Scotty, which calls into question all of what Swaggy had been saying all along, which is that that Scotty was bringing him information from Brett and Winston. So now they think that Scotty just made all of that up and that he never had any information, and then any information that he did bring was all just fake and made up. So Scotty definitely lost a lot of credibility here. And it does does seem like he is on Team Swaggy. I think that he wants to save Swaggy if he can. But when Swaggy leaves, as he is likely to do at this point, I do think he will gravitate back toward Tyler. But I do think he genuinely is trying to keep Swaggy in the game.
Let me ask you this, Taryn. If you, guns to your head, and somebody on Tyler's side of things, besides Tyler, wins HOH next week, who do you think goes home, Scotty or Rockstar?
I think it's more likely to be Rockstar, because Rockstar herself got into some more trouble today. Rockstar was complaining to JC about the bros and how she finds them obnoxious. It's not funny
anymore.
She can't
hold her tongue.
Yes, she thinks they're so terrible. And now, is another thing that involved Scotty. Scotty told her, because Scotty has been curious, because the bros told Scotty that we voted to keep Steve, and it was two people on your side that voted to evict Steve. They played you. Scotty has been confused about this for a while. He brought this to Rockstar and said, hey, Rockstar, Brett and Winston are telling me that they voted to keep Steve and that you and Haley voted to evict him. So now she's super pissed at the bros about that. She's like, well, if they're throwing our names under the bus, then clearly the bros are going to come after me and Haley. That's no good. So she's complaining about all of this to JC. JC, of course, then immediately runs it to Brett, who says, guess who's targeting you as their number one target now? Good old Rockstar. And so Brett and Winston are now like, all right, well, we'll get rid of Rockstar first then. If she's targeting us, then we've got to put her up and talk about how she's coming after us.
The thing that people in this house, and I don't know if it's because of his height, because the same thing was happening on Big Brother Canada 6. I don't know what it is where people just want to tell all their secrets to the gay guy in the house. They think, oh, he's not playing the game. He's fun. He's cute. He's totally harmless. I can just bitch to him like I would, like if I was, you know, at home talking in the hair salon or something. I mean, like, he's playing the game. That's what nobody really realizes about JC Rob. He is a far better player than what I thought. He's not the second coming of Dan, but he is an, I would say, replacement level or above player.
Yeah, he's been very good. We thought he would be a disaster.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a disaster, and he's clearly not. And he's a good liar, too. And I think a lot of people just don't think that it's possible that he could be playing them.
Yes, Brett, did you feel like that he was height-shaming Cody, though, tonight?
Ooh, Cody is hot, but honestly, he looked way taller on TV.
I mean, I was like, sit your ass down. Who are you talking to? Like, what? Like, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, give me a break. I don't know why they included that. I mean, like, I don't know how tall Cody is, but generally speaking, he was bigger than most of the people there, including most of the men.
Yeah, I loved though that when he was like, well, he's closer to me then, and then he did that little like arm thing, like he just a little closer to me then. Like, I don't know what you're doing with that arm, JC, but yes, and yeah, it's, you're talking about JC's gameplay too. He did a download with Tyler today that really reminded me of like a hitman kind of thing where like he really is on the same level as Tyler. He knows a lot of what Tyler knows. I think that Tyler is the most honest with JC, maybe Casey as well, but I think he talks more with JC. So JC is very much like on top of things.
Okay, all right. Then where do we stand with the vote count, Taryn? Do you think that the votes will ultimately end up swaying more towards a like majority where only Bailey ends up voting to save Swaggy, or do you think it'll end up being tight?
I think Rockstar is going to vote for in favor of Swaggy no matter what. Bailey is going to vote that way no matter what. I think Fessy as well. I think Fessy is going to vote for Swaggy to stay.
9-3.
Yeah, Haley is kind of up in the air. I think that ultimately she'll probably land on not voting for Swaggy because she does have a lot to gain from that. So yeah, that's how I see it. And I also, right, when I was talking about Caitlin and how she's extorting Tyler, even though when she talks to Tyler about like, oh, I kind of want Swaggy to stay, talking to anybody else, she wants Swaggy to go. She's literally pretending to want Swaggy to stay in order to extort Tyler for affection. So do not expect her to save Swaggy anytime soon either.
I'd also love to just real quick before we get to the eviction tomorrow night is do a quick preemptive eulogy on Swaggy C. And look, I hope we're wrong. I hope Winston goes home on Thursday night. You know, once upon a time I did one of these about Zach Rantz and then he stayed. But for Swaggy C, when I look back at his game, I just think that the fundamental miscalculation is that the great Big Brother player comes into the house and does whatever they can to hide their strengths and appear weak, where Swaggy C from the get-go was all about, I am going to maximize how big of a threat I am. I want everybody to know that I am a threat. I want to win the first competition so I can set the tone. I am going to wear shirts that literally say Swaggy C across them. And then it's like, oh, like this is such a big mystery. How did this go wrong, Taryn?
Yeah, I really do feel like, to me, I think...
And get a showmance.
The main problem was the showmans, because these things, you know, they are bad things. I don't think that, you know, coming off so strong, having swaggy shirts, being so cocky, like those are bad things, but I think they can work if you have a social game. But he didn't really have a social game. He spent so much of his time with Bailey, focused on Bailey, focused on the relationship. He had a conversation with Fessy last week where he talked about like his strategy for winning Bailey over, which was like ignoring her for a day. And like he was, so much of his energy was focused on this relationship. And you know, she is his girlfriend. Like, you can't really blame him for that in that regard. But in terms of the game, it just didn't work for him, especially his style of play. If you're going to play this kind of game, you need to be on top of everything, like, you know, like someone like Tyler is. And it just didn't happen. I really feel like I would love to see what Swaggy is able to bring to the table without being in a showmance. I really genuinely feel like he should be brought back. I think he's like just full of potential. This is not a returning player situation where he's played a whole game. He doesn't have that much experience, so it's not like there'd be any sort of like really unfair advantage. And I just feel like this exit is so legendary. Like the way that he went up on the block, the silence in the DR, like there's so much to mine from this, and I really would like to see him play again.
And then on top of that, Brent, I felt like that the other major sin was in that week one, Tyler was the HOH and he was seen as the person trying to engineer the big move. Hey, put Angela and Winston up on the block. Tyler saw right through it, saw that he was sort of the person who was really pushing for that. And that really, I mean, if it wasn't for Tyler, Caitlin wasn't coming after Swaggy C this week.
That's true to a certain extent, but she has said things that were not great about Swaggy. I don't think she felt great about him overall. The thing that I can't stand is that Swaggy trusted Tyler way too much, Taryn. I still think he trusts Tyler to a certain extent. I don't understand why. It seems to me, I mean, I know Tyler's playing a great game, but it seems to me that he should at least have an inkling that Tyler is not on his side, especially when he knew that this whole thing was planned. It was a definite backdoor of Swaggy. He's aware of that. Tyler was in on the plan. Otherwise, he would never have taken Scotty down. So how he thinks he can get Tyler's vote here is just beyond me, because he keeps trying to campaign to Tyler. And I'm like, save your breath, because Tyler, because it's the truth. I mean, this was Tyler's plan. It was never Caitlin's plan. I mean, Tyler was able to prey on some weakness in Caitlin and some insecurities about her. And obviously, I have a problem with some of the things that Caitlin has said about Swaggy, because she did say some unfair things about him previously before her HOH, and then after she became HOH, once it got into her head that Swaggy was a potential nominee when she was talking with Tyler, she called him, you know, aggressive and intimidating and scary, none of which he has been at various times in the house, especially to her. And I do feel like there's a little bit of, with all respect, implicit racism going on, or bias, however you want to look at it, where Caitlin feels a certain way about Swaggy because of the color of his skin. I don't think it can be stated any other way but that, because she's not described anybody else in the house as behaving like that. Now, I will say this. It is true that Swaggy was going to nominate Tyler and maybe Caitlin as a pawn, but Caitlin was never aware of that. So it's a little bit of circular logic where people are coming to me on Twitter saying, well, you know, this was the right move for her. I'm like, she was never even aware of that. And she had already decided that this was going to be the plan. Lastly, this is what I want to say to everybody out there who thinks that I am going a bit far and accusing Caitlin of this. I think two things can be true. Number one, you can not be a fan of Swaggy. There's a lot of people on my timeline who think Swaggy is cocky, that he's overrated, that he thinks too highly of himself, that he needs a good kick in the pants, that they were happy to see him be evicted. Great. But you also have to acknowledge that sometimes people in the Big Brother house have their own personal feelings and their own biases and coming at things. And I think Tyler was able to take advantage of that in Caitlin, because I do think that she has some implicit bias or racism, however you want to call it. But I call it racism, and I don't like the way that she talked about Swag.
You know, I think you can get on Caitlin for a lot of things. I mean, she literally said the N-word a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I have not seen all the live feed clips that you're talking about, but I feel like that there's also a lot of evidence where she wants to go in a different direction. She feels like, oh, no, we shouldn't go this. And Tyler ends up talking her back onto the plan
right.
to go after Swaggy. So I do feel like that this is, you know, she is a dumb person, a ill-informed person at times, but I don't know necessarily if there's a racial motive here for Caitlin's HOH.
I mean, I think that there was I don't think the motive was there, but her general feelings about Swaggy, and to a lesser extent, Bailey. She talked about Bailey after the veto ceremony when she was talking about what was going to happen after the veto ceremony. Like, oh, she doesn't know how to behave. That's just the way that she was raised. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never heard her talk about anybody else that way. And combined with the fact that she said that you need to keep Swaggy and Bailey away from me after the veto ceremony because they're going to attack me, as if they're some sort of rabid animals or something. Look, it just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I think it's incumbent upon us to call it out when we see it, and I don't like it being glossed over. Having said that, I think her ultimate motives in the end were clean, mainly because she was being manipulated mostly by Tyler, but I think she was sort of in on the fact that she was, like, I think somewhere in her brain she had to realize, okay, I'm being manipulated, but I like the attention from Tyler, Taryn, and so I'm going to go along with this plan.
Yeah, so just as a lesson to all the viewers at home, that Caitlin, if it has not been established throughout this hour of podcasting, is not a good role model to all of our young audience that's out there. Please do not model your life after Caitlin.
That's the yes. understatement of
she
the year.
She is not a perfect person. As incredulous as it sounds, she is not perfect, Taryn.
Yes, and I mean, you talked about her ultimate motivation too, and I think the true irony of what happened this week is that her ultimate motivation is that she's terrified that this quote-unquote rumor that Swaggy started about her having a crush on Fessy is going to cause her serious harm outside in the real world. She has a lot to lose, Brent, and yeah.
That's the part that's the most incredible, because she's so worried about this rumor, and then, or the thing I forgot to tell you was that earlier today, Rockstar,
yes,
being the queen that she is, decided to tell Caitlin, you know, look, if I behave like you, like you're behaving in the Big Brother house with your guys, I wouldn't have a home to go home to, which did not sit well with Caitlin. And I was praying, Rob, that the Big Brother producers would call her into the diary room at that point and tell her that.
Yeah, well, we'll do okay. It's just to circle all the way back to this story about Caitlin and her boyfriend, and then the release being taken away in the blurred photos. Taryn, I don't believe that she has been told about this. You and I talked on Sunday night about possibly a Nicole Big Brother 2 scenario, where now Nicole ended up finding out about that. I believe that there was a banner that was flown in the backyard that said something about your husband saw you in the hot tub with Will, and then she was like inconsolable from that point on. I don't think that Big Brother is going to say anything to her. I think that they're going to cut out the feeds when she talks about him. They're going to blur the picture. And then I think if she wins HOH again and says, hey, how come I didn't get a picture or a letter, then they might have to say something. But I just think they're going to keep her in the dark because they don't want her to let this bother her on the show. They don't want it to be a story.
Yeah, this situation has come up before, and how they've handled it in the past is that they have informed the person, like, hey, this person has pulled their waiver, their release, you're not supposed to talk about them anymore, and they don't really give you much more information than that, so you can kind of infer what that means. However, they haven't removed the picture, and
I don't think they want to arouse the suspicion.
Exactly.
Like, anything else aroused in there?
It does. It, and they've been cutting the feeds whenever she talks about him, but they clearly haven't said, they haven't told her not to yet. It wouldn't surprise me if at the end of her HOH reunion, after this HOH has finished, that they maybe tell her, like, you're not supposed to talk about him anymore. If she just continues to talk about him all the time, I think they will eventually say, yeah, like, you got to stop this.
Is she talking about him that much, Taryn?
No, she's not. I mean, she is talking about him a fair amount, but not like in that much detail. So I do think that there's a very good chance that she will find out at some point. But probably not this week. It would seriously impact the outcome of this week if she found out. And it will also impact the rest of Tyler's stay in the house, if and when she finds out. So, I definitely am worried for him.
So, yeah. This is really a huge storyline in the season, so we will cover all of it. And
that's the thing, I don't understand how she thinks, like, she had to have a conversation with her boyfriend of 5 years. I mean, I've often thought about the fact, okay, if I went into the Big Brother house, you know, and I've been with my partner for over 13 years, how would I behave, you know, what yeah. could I do, what was off limits? She obviously, it doesn't seem like any conversation was had, or he just assumed that she would act like a normal person, and she's not a normal person.
Well, I mean, we've seen this throughout the history of Big Brother, going back to, you know, obviously, you know, Nicole, yeah. Big Brother 2, and Allison Irwin, and you know, that there have been women who go into the house, and then they find themselves in relationships, and then it ends up being something that they have to grapple with. I don't know if we've ever seen anyone fall into a relationship as quickly as Caitlin, or as be as explicit about the relationship, but it is that I think that, as we have documented great detail tonight, that she is a very extreme person who says and does insane things.
Yeah, 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 but that's what makes her good casting.
And
so
she is a terrible role model, but yep. She's good television.
And she is good television.
That's
what these
people are here for.
Look, I'm here for it too. Like I said, when she became HOH, I was here for it. I think she could be very fun moving throughout the summer. I just want her to clean up her act a little bit, that's all, and watch what she says and how she addresses people. But overall, she's been very fun, Taryn, and you really can't ask for better casting than this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that being said, do we have any other questions? Let's see. Anything else, Scott? You know, this is let's wrap things up, Scott.
Okay.
Let's skip the dress question and talk about what's coming up and everything going on Robin's podcast. Okay, so here we go. We have got a full recap of You Love Big Brother and You Love Big Brother 18. Check out what's going on the Challenge Final Reckoning. Episode 1 was up Tuesday night, and Brian and Allie have already got the recap of everything that went on the first episode with Davon, with Natalie, with the Messiah, and with Pauly Calafiore. He is back, and we know, I'm not done talking about that yet. Hold on, go back. And he is still talking about his meat.
There's a lot of steak and burgers right in front of me, but I got filet mignon waiting for me back at home.
That's from Pauly Calafiore on The Challenge.
Oh my goodness.
I love
steak. That's amazing. I have to ask really quickly. I've never seen this show.
Filet mignon steak.
Rob's so incredulous. It always looks like it's like the Game of Thrones with their titles.
It's
and
very,
their
well, it's very dramatic. Yes, I'm sorry, oh Brent. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry, yeah. What were you going to say? I cut you off.
Oh, no. Just their titles seem to get more and more amazing as the years go by. The Final Reckoning. It's like something that I would see on some sci-fi or fantasy show.
Yes. You don't like you like that better than David versus Goliath?
Well, that's just, at least that was biblical. You know,
there's a lot of steak and burgers right in front of me, but I got filet mignon waiting for me back at home.
It's a steak. It is meat. God, oh, you're such an idiot.
Boy, Cody Calafiore. He's Pauly Calafiore.
Pauly, yeah.
Okay. Thursday morning update.
Hey guys, yes. It's me. It's Thursday.
Okay, be there. Be there on Thursday.
Okay? You don't want to miss the voice. Matt Liguori will be joining me tomorrow.
All right. Yes.
Is this the first for Matt in Big Brother 20?
Yes, he's very busy this summer, so it's hard to find time for him to do it.
Busy season.
Yes, he has taken the day off, I believe, to join me in the morning. Right. So look out for Matt Liguori.
Looking forward to hearing Matt on the update tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And look who is coming to the podcast tomorrow night, assuming everything works technically. We are going to hear from the dapper dandy, Kevin Schluber. That Kevin Schluber will be here for the eviction night, and I believe Melissa will be here as well, and so we will talk about whether it is going to be Swaggy C or Winston, and maybe we'll even get to see our new HOH all on Thursday night. So very exciting stuff. Of course, if you want to go behind the scenes of Rob as a podcast and get even more content and all the RHAP goodies that we have for you, become a part of the RHAP patron community. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/patron for that. The patrons are all abuzz this week with everything going on headed towards the fall. So robhasawebsite.com/patron. And then that's going to do it for us here tonight. Anything else? We have a hashtag. We haven't done a lot of hashtags this
season. I think earlier they said hashtag Viper's Nest.
Hashtag Viper's Nest.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of backdoor comments as well.
I was trying to keep it.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the backdoor.
That's going to be fun all throughout the season, I tell you.
Oh, so fun. Do you guys remember that there was a Big Brother, a Caitlin in Big Brother 15?
Yes. Yeah. Big Brother 15.
In my many Google searches of this Caitlin that I've come across her, and she was not without controversy either.
That's true. Yeah. I thought that she was very fun on 15.
Both her and Jeremy.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw a post on Reddit about Big Brother 15 Caitlin recently, and like she's like super muscly now or something.
No. Okay. Well, yeah. not too muscly. I don't want her to look like a bodybuilder, for God's sake.
I think that's what she looks like.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I'll somebody tweet that picture at me.
It's possible.
I can judge her. Wrong.
All right. Great stuff. If you haven't checked out the Summer Stein podcast as well, we got that up with Eric Stein. Had a lot of fun with Eric. And, of course, the LFC Roundtable from last night as well. So lots of Big Brother content. You know where to find it all. RobHasAWebsite.com, or you can subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed. RobHasAWebsite.com/BB Podcast. And, hey, I am going to have a TKO recap with the First Lady of Podcasting coming up on the main feed. We're going to go ahead and turn on some from Kevin Schluber to Kevin Hart coming up in just a little bit. So take care, everybody. Sorry again about the tech issues at the beginning of the show. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.